You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, Buzz family, if I have learned anything from being here for the year and a couple months that I have, it's that when something goes on here, you, the Buzz family, deserve to know what's going on. And just want to let you know that yesterday there was some corporate downsizing and we lost Chris from the show. It was not his performance. It wasn't him making a mistake or anything. It just happens sometimes. Like, money is money. You only have so much of it and it can only go around so many places. And I talked to him yesterday and I talked to his wife and they're in really good spirits. They're actually really excited to spend December with their newborn baby, which is amazing. They're looking forward to that. Plus, you know, he does get taken care of for a little bit too. So we don't just drop our family, you know. So the show's got to go on because that's how it goes. And I promise you on my life and my cat's life and Taylor Swift's life that we will get him back. I made it further than you thought I was going to before I was crying. Dustin?
You made it more than one sentence.
I know, do I?
I also don't think Taylor Swift would approve of you swearing on her life, but
she'd be fine with it. She would like Chris.
Okay.
That's not going to be the last that you see of him on the show. He helped build this show when we were circling the drain, when the ratings were so bad. But that doesn't mean that we're going anywhere. Actually, I've kind of been reassured that we aren't. This doesn't mean that, like, the station's doing bad or anything. It doesn't mean the show's doing bad. Again, it was just corporate downsizing. Sometimes that stuff comes from way up there, and you can't do anything about it. It's happened to me twice in my career. I've been the person that had to go in that room and lost their job, and it's awful. But to the Buzz family, I do want to say thank you for listening. Taking part in this weird world that we create that's just supposed to be some weird distraction from, like, the horrible, awful world.
Right.
And I've got Dustin here. Stacey's, you know, not here right now. but, you know, we're all still going to be here. And yeah, no matter, like, all the stuff that's been thrown at me, and the bullying is, like, the last little bit of it. It's so much other stuff that you have no idea, like... I get up every morning because I love this. And I love this city, and I love the station, and I love the listeners. It's nothing like a good cry at 6 a.m., right? I actually packed my fidget spinner.
Yeah, you walked in, so and you're like, this is what we're going to do today. We're just going
to... Yeah, I mean, they deserve to know.
Oh, Buzz family's got to stay in the loop. I mean, this is a team. We're a family inside the studio just as much as they're a family listening. So
absolutely.
And it sucks when you lose a family member. So
yeah, dude, like pulling into the parking lot and his car not being there was
really weird. Yeah. Really weird stuff, man.
But we will go on and we will make you laugh very soon. But first, I want to be sad one more time and play the song that he won bangers with 2 weeks ago. Not Scotty Doesn't Know from yesterday. That's not a sweet song, but this one is definitely a sweet song, and we will be back and be funny, I promise. I guess in the next 15 minutes, I'm going to learn how to compartmentalize. Buzz.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
Dustin, is it weird to see me without my glasses?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay.
It's more weird to see you with tears streaming down your face, but well, you know, these things happen.
You know what's weird is not being able to see. I can't see anything. I hope I hit the right buttons. There's no point in putting them on. Dude, I go to the bathroom to get something to blow my nose into, and they only have, like, this really
the world's
scratchy...
worst.
Yeah.
Paper towels.
Yeah. Worst. I love those ones with lotion in them. And that's bougie as hell.
See, I've never used that.
Oh.
You are so bougie.
Well, no. Listen, there's certain things when you hit 30, there's certain things that even if you don't have a dime to your name, you still have to do. for yourself because you're over 30. That's get soft toilet paper to upgrade from Scott. And there's a couple other things on that list too, but
tissues with
lotion. Yes, yeah, because it heals. It literally heals. Anyway, for those that just tuned in, corporate downsizing. We lost Chris yesterday from the show, but never
we're trying not to do another break of.
I'm not gonna
super
cry.
Sad,
yeah, no, but... I'm learning how to compartmentalize the text line though. Thank you for your support with that.
Yeah, everyone from the text line being so supportive. The Buzz family reaching out and all that. And like I mentioned last break, is we're family in here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we always called our, quote, listeners. It's the Buzz family.
Mm-hmm.
They're family. We love when they reach out to us, tell us how they feel, tell us what's going on in their lives. But we're a family inside the studio, and we're a team. So when you lose part of your team, when you lose part of your family, it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks. But luckily, Chris is, like you said, in good spirits.
Yeah, so. Not only that, somebody, okay, BuzzFam, somebody texted in to start a GoFundMe. I'm pretty sure you don't have to do that. That man has lots of resources. I'm not saying lots of money, but he can do a lot of things, and he's going to do it. He's going to be fine. Him and his family are going to be fine. but, okay, we're going to talk about this day in history coming up. And also... I responded to somebody else. Well, I wrote somebody else on Craigslist, which is weird. I did it again. And this one feels weird.
How about you? I brought you a surprise, too.
Oh, okay. Well, let's do that, then. Let's do that.
Do that in a little bit?
No, let's do it now. I love surprises.
You want me to go get it?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. It's big.
Oh, yes, it is big. Whoa, and it's red.
It's very red.
Oh, is that a Christmas tree?
It's a Christmas tree. And mini ornaments.
Oh my God, Dustin. Is that...
Because today was going to suck, so we needed something, and you hate Christmas. So no, you're welcome. Your little orphan Christmas tree.
Oh my God, it's as sad as I am.
Music. World. Local. And unofficial holidays. We're digging deep into history. Because we're all a bunch of nerds. And bringing you On This Day in History. With Jordan Silver and friends.
100 years ago, front page of the Kansas City Star, November 22nd, 1919. When you only have so much stuff to work with, once you get to the end of your supply, then you got to do some pretty crazy things to ration out. That's where we're at with this giant coal strike that's happening 100 years ago, and it's really affecting Kansas City. Kansas City 100 years ago today had to go to some extremes to save energy, and we'll get to those. Coming up with the front page of the Kansas City Star 100 years ago, but the music.
The
first,
music.
Please, Dustin.
On this day in 2010, MCR released their fourth and final album, Danger Days, The True Lives of the Fabulous Killjoys. On this day in 1997, Michael Hutchence of NXS dies in a Sydney hotel room, and with the coroner rules a suicide.
The international music industry is in shock with the death of rock star Michael Hutchence. The body of the NXS lead singer was discovered in a Sydney hotel room late this morning. Police won't confirm the cause of death, but they've taken a leather belt into possession for scientific examination.
They've taken a leather belt into possession for a scientific experimentation. Yeah, a leather belt.
Anytime you can use that, you know, accent, you want to.
It's my favorite thing that I can do. It's like the only thing I can do, right? I swear.
On this day in 1994, Pearl Jam's Vitalogy is released, but only on vinyl. 2 weeks later, it is issued on CD. On this day in 1955, RCA Records makes its best investment, paying $35,000 to Sun Records for Elvis Presley.
Mm-hmm.
On this day, Jordan, in 1934... this song debuted on the radio.
No, you better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
I wish we talked like that. Y'all better not shout. Y'all better. It's weird. I feel like all Christmas songs are from the 1600s. You know, it's weird to think that that was written in 1934.
Yeah, they've all been around for centuries. Yeah. On this day, in regular history, 2017, Uber admits hackers stole personal information and they paid $100,000 to keep quiet.
I don't remember that, and that makes me upset.
That makes me very upset.
Okay.
On this day in 2012, the butt fumble takes place in the NFL game where the New York Jets quarterback, Mark Sanchez, blah, 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 blah. Let me explain.
Yes, please do.
First, let me give you some audio, and then I'll explain. Okay.
I have never seen this before in my life. Watch this. Vince Wilfork is going to throw Brandon Moore back into his quarterback. Mark Sanchez not expecting it, and it was the backside of Brandon Moore that knocked the ball out.
And by backside, he means ass. He pushed him back, and Mark Sanchez was running forward, not looking ahead, and it literally knocked the ball out of his hands. The gentleman in front of him's butt. The butt knocked the ball out of his hands. And sadly, I told you this off air. He tried to move teams. He tried to go around. And he will always be referred to. Mark Sanchez is the butt fumble guy.
Earlier this week, there was the video of MSNBC interviewing someone. Oh, and he farts on air.
Yes.
And then they made an infrared video of that. Don't know if that's real or not. But they're like, this is proof that this guy farted on air.
He's going to be the farted on air guy.
And Buzz Family has sent me it about 20 times already this morning. So if you're that person, you got to move to like Mars.
You're done here. You're done in this country. You're done in most other countries.
Going to go to like Africa and it'll still be like butt fumble guy.
Butt fumble
I know
guy.
You're butt fumble guy.
On this day in 2008, YouTube hosts the largest ever live broadcast, YouTube Live.
It was basically a giant show for 2 days. Will I Am, Black Eyed Peas, Nobody That We Play.
Bunch of pop artists.
Yeah, a bunch of pop artists. Move on.
On this day in 2005, Microsoft's Xbox 360 went on sale.
Mm-hmm.
On this day in 1996, O.J. Simpson takes a stand in a hostile witness in the wrongful death lawsuit filed against him, saying this.
Absolutely 100% not guilty.
Absolutely 100% not guilty.
He also dressed up as Patrick Mahomes for Halloween, which... If I could ask Patrick Mahomes one question,
it would be,
hey, sir, how do you feel about the fact that O.J. Simpson dressed up as you for Halloween this year?
On this day in 1995, Toy Story is released as the first feature-length film created completely using computer-generated imagery. On this day in 1986, Mike Tyson becomes the youngest heavyweight champion in boxing history at the age of 20. On this day in 1985, in the largest swearing-in, 38,648 immigrants became citizens of the United States.
What word do you think they used?
What do you mean?
What swear word?
Stop it. Stop it.
Had a bad day.
I appreciate you filling in for Stacey, though. On this day in 1968, the first interracial TV kiss was Star Trek. On this day in 1963, U.S. President John F. Kennedy is assassinated in Dallas, Texas. This is Walter Cronkite reporting on it.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Dustin, do you remember yesterday?
Stacey?
Yeah. Buzz Family.
Why was Kennedy in Texas?
If you were not in the car, if you unfortunately were not in the car for this segment yesterday, please go back on the podcast, 965thebuzz.com/podcast. That is not made up. We put in this paper that we do the history in that JFK flies to Texas. She is like, why is that important? Are you serious? What happens tomorrow in history in 1963, Stacey? I don't know.
I don't know.
Love her. Love her to death, though.
On this day, in 1954, the Humane Society of the United States is founded in Jordan.
Yeah, I pulled this for you.
Yeah, you pulled the world's saddest commercial.
I'm sad today.
Hi, I'm Sarah McLachlan. Please say you'll be the answer for an innocent animal who's suffering right now. For just $18 a month, you'll rescue animals from their abusers, provide medical care, food, shelter, and love.
Man, I have never changed my TV so fast growing up. As soon as I said, hi, I'm Sarah McLachlan. Nope, no, no.
I have been paying $18 a month to the ASPCA since 1997. They have the shaking dogs on there.
Oh, man. On this day in 1950, the lowest scoring game in NBA was played.
19-18.
What a game.
What a game.
What a show.
The Fort Wayne Pistons, later the Detroit Pistons, against the Minneapolis Lakers, later to be the Los Angeles Lakers, 19-18. Unfortunately, it's so far back there isn't like footage of the actual game, but I would love to see an NBA game that ends 19-18.
I want to see the stats on how many shots were missed. That's what I want to know.
Did they just stop and take a nap for like four quarters? Even I could get 19 points in an NBA game. All right. So 100 years ago, front page of the Kansas City Star, we've got to go into super conservation mode because The miners all across America have been striking. They want better pay and better conditions. And believe me, 1919, you're working in the bottom of a mine. You deserve better conditions.
Black lung, no joke.
For real. So it's been a couple weeks that they have been striking, and now we're getting down to, all of America is getting down to like the lowest part of their reserve of coal, and coal helps create electricity. So you need it. So big splash on the front page of the Kansas City Star 100 years ago that says all the ways that we need to conserve as Kansas City. Miner strike for better pay has been going on for weeks, and it's really affecting everything everywhere now. So to conserve, 60 of the leading industrial plants in Kansas City have agreed to curtail the use of light and power during the peak hours. The Skerritt building downtown will be cutting its elevator service in half and reducing their lights. Theaters and motion picture houses have been asked to shut off their electronic signs. Citizens are being asked to conserve electricity at their homes as much as possible. Here's the best part. This is why we're talking about this. The next line. But it is to be noted that conservation and saving of electricity and light is not being extended to motor vehicles. Drive with your damn headlights on. People are driving with their headlights on.
Oh, good. Good. It's the same people nowadays who probably think that blinker fluid is a thing and things along those lines.
Yeah. Oh, 100 years morons ago. I mean, cars were new.
Yeah, that's true. People probably didn't even comprehend what was going on.
Right. I mean, there is no little person in the back shoving coal into the car to get coal. It to go. But okay.
Oh, man. Unofficial holidays. Go for a ride day. I think we all need that. Humane Society Day.
That makes sense.
Stop the Violence Day. And Start Your Own Country Day. Name your country right now, Jordan. What would it be called?
America.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
Doesn't you ever get in some weird hole when you're searching something on the internet?
Yeah, Wikipedia is a great place. You're like, oh, look at that. Oh, really? They were in that? Oh, they own 6 cats?
I got in that yesterday. The team from Emo Night are coming in at 8:20, and I've been wanting to learn how to play some emo songs, super famous emo songs we play on the Buzz. I want to learn them on the piano and then translate them to cat piano and then see if they can guess these famous songs. Well, yesterday I was like, oh man, I got to download GarageBand again. I've got to go in my closet and find my keyboard controller. I have to learn music. Woo, this sounds like a lot.
I was going to say, I feel like the big one there is that you actually have to learn the songs on piano first.
Honestly, for me, it's digging in my closet. I hate that thing. It's my closet of shame. Everything I don't need goes in there until I need it, and then I can't find it because it's just shame.
Shame.
Shame. There's just shame in there in my cat box. Since everything has already been done 1,000 times, has somebody done pop punk / emo songs on the cat piano? The answer is yes.
Why?
I got in this hole for 2 hours. There's multiple people that have this little cat piano that has like 12 keys, and they play everything from Old Town Road all the way to Christmas songs, all the pop punk songs. So many Buzz songs on there. Does this sound familiar to you?
I can't.
But
someone took the time.
Oh, yeah.
To do that.
In my YouTubingness of YouTube, since I've used it, gone on a page and just scrolled up and just watched something refresh because there's so many more videos, and then done that to the point where I was exhausted before the videos ended.
They're all just cat piano videos?
Yes. It's going to be fun to do that with the Emo Night guys coming in at 8:20 because they're here for Emo Night, that last one of the year, tonight at the Riot Room.
I have to work. I'm upset.
You're going to miss my cat piano.
Is that what you're going to do during your set?
No, of course I know. I'm going to play the real music then. But 8:20, cat piano.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
So, Dustin, you're at the store. And you want to be healthy, but you want to be lazy healthy. You pick up one of those prepackaged salads. Do you know the ones I'm talking about with the plastic liner that separates the chicken and the cheese into different trays?
Yeah.
And they have the stupid little forks.
Yep.
Like spoon forks.
Use them all the time.
Well, don't eat those. They have E. coli.
Damn, I had one for lunch yesterday.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Was it the chicken Caesar one?
Yep.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Wait, look at me. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have E. coli. Did you buy it in Missouri or Kansas?
Missouri.
You're going to be pooping, dude. Ready Pack Bistro Chicken Caesar may contain E. coli, not the meat, but actually the romaine lettuce on it. Recalls for almost 100,000 kits shipped to 22 states, including Missouri, but not Kansas. 17 people sick already. You can either A, throw it out, or B, return it to the point of purchase. I don't think they want what you're going to return to the point of purchase, Dustin. Thank you very much.
Oh, God.
Out of all the little, like, neighborhoods in Kansas City, who do you think is the most environmentally conscious?
Environmentally conscious? Mm-hmm. None of us.
Prairie Village is at least trying to lead the pack.
Trying to?
Yeah.
I was going to say, we're all awful at it.
They just approved a tester program where from February to July of 2020, they're going to be able to pick up glass and compost recycling from the curbside.
But if you are composting, you've got to make sure you're only putting in items that are supposed to be there. The owner here tells me one of the most common mistakes he sees people making is putting in things like plastic bottles and straws, just to name a few.
It doesn't mean just throw your trash into a new bin. Read up on composting, please. BuzzFam, if you want a good laugh, if you watching something, a video in slow motion of two kids going from smiling, happy faces to turning white with terror, and that is your comedy jam, you think that is funny, then I have got a video for you. A New Jersey woman pulls this prank on her kids while they're getting their holiday photos taken outside. She posted it on Instagram. Basically, the kids are sitting on this chair getting their Christmas photos taken, and then from the trees behind, out comes somebody dressed as the Grinch, and the video is in slow motion. Here's a little clip from it.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel.
All that's happening is slow motion kids running towards the camera and screaming. Yeah, because it
poor
was scary. I got scared.
That's terrifying. And now they're going to grow up scared of the Grinch.
Well, the Grinch is pretty scary, no?
His heart grew 3 times that day.
Yeah, but he had such bad skin.
This is Jordan Silver and Friends Sports with Dustin.
Didn't he? I swear he did.
He had acne growing up, I think.
He had a scratchy-looking face. He didn't look like he'd be soft to cuddle with. Anyway.
Anyway, sports. Do you remember I told a story a while ago about DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Texans? His mom was blinded by an acid attack 17 years ago. Last night, he had himself a game. And every time he scores a touchdown, he takes the ball to his mom.
Watson, end zone. Hopkins, say hi to mom again. Touchdown. Hopkins. Another football for the family. 30 yards to DeAndre Hopkins.
That is so sweet.
I wonder what it must be like to have a loving and normal relationship with your mother.
Stop it.
What?
But yeah, she always sits in the same spot, so he always takes her the football. In other football news.
I love it. That warms my heart.
Doesn't it? I'm trying to do feel good today. Chiefs didn't play this weekend. I got to mention that.
Right, yeah.
If you're at home, though, tomorrow and you or on Sunday and you want to watch some football, the Raiders play at noon, and we need them to lose because if they win, then we're tied in the division. And then last but not least, Tyrann Mathieu, the Honey Badger, you know?
Yeah!
Honey Badger last night, with some help from harvesters, handed out 320 turkeys to local families in need. Honey Badger do give a damn.
No, you didn't.
That's Jordan Silver and Friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
The side hustle that keeps on giving, except for this time of year.
Are people not tipping you?
They don't tip this time of year. End of October, November, December, tips get pretty bad. It's because people are saving for Christmas. And I understand
that. Well, why don't they cook at home?
Thank you. Not only could you cook at home, this is my public service announcement. If you don't have the money to tip, you don't have the money to go out to eat or to order food. Always been my opinion. If you're not going to tip your waitress, your waiter, and you're not going to tip your driver, don't order.
There's pornography films that I've seen that have had that plot line.
I have delivered to some female dancers.
Were they not wearing any clothing when they opened the door?
Not wearing any clothing.
What?
There was a pole in their home.
The what?
And they paid with ones.
Hey!
I saw nothing.
Damn.
Follow Jordan Silver on Instagram at J-O-R-D-I-N Silver.
All right, I'm starting a meme page.
Yeah, I know. You send them in the group chat all the time.
I know. I'm sorry. Those are mean memes. Those are memes that if they ever make their way out to the light of day, I'm in trouble. I was searching on Instagram for KC memes. You know, like, because every city has this thing called overheard in whatever the name of the city is. And I looked, there's no overheard in Kansas City. There's also not really any meme pages about Kansas City.
So you want to make the Kansas City meme page?
Yes. I just started yesterday making memes about Kansas City.
What's your Kansas City meme page?
Our show's Instagram, Jordan Silver and Friends.
Unselfish.
I made one this morning about Post Malone.
Posty.
Because we're playing Post Malone. And I know that seems weird, but the song's really good. And if I had a dollar for all the text messages we get to the text line that are like, I hate myself for liking this song.
Right. Guilty pleasure. I've always loved Post Malone. But this song specifically, it fits the buzz to me.
Yeah, thank God, because that's the one we're playing.
Yeah.
Post Malone is tickets on sale this morning at 9 a.m. for the Sprint Center February 5th show. When I heard that, this sensation went all over my body that was like, I need to go to this show. I didn't think I even liked Post Malone. But when I found out he was coming to Kansas City to the Sprint Center, I was like, I need to go to that show.
It just came over you.
It did. It did. So I made a meme about it.
And on our meme page.
On our meme page and on the Buzz's Instagram story.
See what she's up to when the show isn't on. Follow Jordan Silver on Instagram.
Yes, I am one of those people that just wants everybody to be my friend. What is wrong with that?
When will you learn?
Not everyone will like you. I understand that as a concept in my brain, but my heart will not accept that. I must make everyone love me, and I must make friends with everyone. Shoot.
But here's the thing. In the past, and you've done this, it did not go well. Why do you think
sometimes I get bored, and I'm on Craigslist, and I don't want any of the furniture, and so I go to the community section, and I look and see who else is out there that's also kind of bored, and like, let's hang out.
They're not... They don't want to hang out.
Yes, they do.
The ones you pick don't want to hang out.
Looking for lunch fun?
Okay, this one wants to hang out. Mm-hmm. All right, looking for lunch fun. We're going to a little lunch hangout.
Discreet fun during lunch. They must be like a celebrity. That's
yeah, local KC celebrity.
Honestly, it could be Patrick Mahomes. Who knows?
Yeah, he doesn't want to get noticed in public.
Exactly. He wants to have lunch with a common person, but he doesn't want somebody to make a big deal about it. I love getting on my knees.
Okay.
His knee? Problem with his knee?
Yep, okay.
And taking a big... I can't say that next word on the radio. Would love to find someone for tomorrow.
Can you tell me what it starts with?
Nope. Well, what about this one, okay? Looking for a female mate for my Siberian husky.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
How fat's your bird, Dustin?
How fat's my bird?
Yeah. How fat's your bird?
Pretty fat.
Really?
What are we?
Over 20 pounds or under 20 pounds?
Under.
I'm talking about your turkey.
Oh.
By the way. Yeah, okay. just so you know. Because the USDA says that turkeys over 20 pounds needed to start defrosting yesterday.
What?
And turkeys under 20 pounds can defrost today. Apparently, it takes 24 hours for every 5 to 6 pounds of turkey to defrost. If you have a frozen turkey, take it the hell out. There is another way to defrost your turkey. Are you ready for this? Cold water and a microwave.
I don't trust that.
I don't trust that either. Apparently, that must be done immediately before you cook Thursday morning. But I'm pretty sure anybody who's going to attempt this has tried it before.
They know what they're doing.
And they're experts. All right. Like we were talking about yesterday, or maybe the day before, after Wednesday's news that the House of Representatives is likely to pass a historic bill removing the federal ban on marijuana, Canada's biggest growers saw huge stock soaring from 13% and higher.
Canopy growth is up 50% in 3 days.
That's
this is
crazy.
Extraordinary. It's the biggest company in cannabis and added $2 billion in market cap. That's noteworthy.
The caption for that video?
Yeah.
It's one of those times where news people think that they're being really funny with their puns. It said, quote, here's why pot stocks are lighting up.
That is kind of funny. That's a good pun.
Really?
That's a good one.
Okay, boomer. All right, bands that have a Christmas song that I feel like they've said enough in that first Christmas song, they don't have to do it again. Well, Blink-182 is going to be doing it again, apparently, during a really annoying interview with a woman that acted way too young for her age. I had to watch 8 minutes of that to find out that Travis Barker was asked what he was currently listening to just yesterday, and this is what he said.
What artist are you listening to right now?
Lil Wayne and this Christmas song I just made.
Oh, really?
With my band Blink, yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Okay.
Do you remember Happy Holidays, You Bastard?
Yes.
It's Christmas Eve and I've only wrapped two baby presents.
Why?
And I hate your guts. I hate your guts.
We don't need another Blink-182 Christmas song at all.
Maybe they've grown up.
No one needs that.
Wait, maybe it's like super emo and super
Blink-182
emotional.
Grew up. Come on. Come on.
Okay, well. All right, and this, oh my God. Researchers tried to pinpoint the exact dollar amount it takes in each state for someone to be able to stop worrying about money and feel content in their lives compared to others. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the number?
What? How much money do I need to be happy?
In Kansas City, per year, single person.
Okay.
$96,495. That's like what sports players make in like 1 hour, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
We picked the wrong profession.
This is Jordan Silver and Friends Sports with Dustin.
Tell us about a lot of people that can afford.
$96,000 makes you happy? Yeah.
A year? Yeah. No. Well, tell us about people that afford this in their sleep.
In their sleep? Well, let's talk about Patrick Mahomes then.
Oh, bam, straight.
Okay. This is a good feel-good story, though. Patrick Mahomes last night had his very first 15 in Mahomes. That's his organization.
Aww.
He had his first gala last night. And this is him talking about the foundation.
It's been amazing. We've been able to, just in a short amount of time, impact the Kansas City community and the Lubbock community, and hopefully soon we can get into the Tyler community where I'm from. And so this gala is kind of a stepping stone of the first one, and we're able to kind of be here and see the support that we already have in this Kansas City community.
See, he's giving back, Jordan. He makes that crazy money, but he gives it back.
Right.
He gives it back.
I still think it's that guy that put that ad out about wanting to have lunch from Craigslist from 7:55.
Also, the Chiefs not playing this weekend.
Mm-mm.
So we're going to rest. We're going to relax. We're going to enjoy this bye week. We play the Raiders at home on December 1st, mm-hmm. and that'll be a huge matchup if they win this weekend. You have a question?
Then we play the game on the 8th. Patriots.
I know.
I hate saying their name.
It's not here.
Oh, just wait for the rap for the Patriots one. Buzz family, you just wait. Oh, I've been waiting my whole life for this.
But sorry, outside, yes. Outside of football.
Yes.
The biggest shock in sports news happened last night. Floyd Mayweather posted on his Instagram a picture of himself, and the caption, all the caption said, comments were not allowed, all the caption said was coming out of retirement in 2020. So how broke do you think he is? How badly do you think he needs some money right now?
That guy's very, very rich.
He's
blows
it all.
He spent it all?
He spends it all, and then he fights. And then he makes $100-some-odd million, and then he blows it all, and then he fights.
So this is what bands and people do. They come out of retirement because they need money.
Yeah.
Are we looking at you, My Chemical Romance?
Oh. Jordan Silver on 96.5. The Buzz.
It is an incredible day when our buddies from Emo Night are here. Hello. Welcome.
Good morning.
I feel like we're such old friends now.
We've only been hanging out, what, like 4 months?
Yeah.
5 months?
We're yeah.
best friends, man.
I know. I would give you
Midwest
a
people,
kidney.
Man. Oh, my God. Really?
Absolutely. You need one?
Can you do a liver transplant, too? Is that a thing?
How many livers do you
just
have?
A little, just one.
A little piece.
That's all you need.
Would you give your liver to me? Is that...
So, Bree.
No. Austin and Bree, Emo Night. We're happy to be here.
Yeah. So, you guys are here because it is happy, sad, the last Emo Night of the year.
Yeah. We're doing one last show to close out the year at the Riot Room. We're excited to be back. We always love... Like I say every time we're here, I love being here. KC is like one of those places that I came to like growing up as a kid coming to shows. So, it's always a blast being at the Riot Room. And we've got a really cool show planned out for tonight.
And you go so... hard.
too hard sometimes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay. Yeah. Great. Great point here. I totally ripped my pants on stage the other night. We opened for Mayday
Shut
Parade.
Up, really?
Yeah. We opened for Mayday Parade, like the biggest show that we've done like in the Midwest. And like, I think like four songs in, I like looked down. I was like, why is it so cold? Like,
no, where did you rip your pants?
Oh, like right in the seam on my butt.
See, that's what I was going to say. When you go hard, like at the Riot Room, you had to take your hat off last time and you had sweat through a hat.
Well, that place is like a hot box.
It's going to be a nice, warm place to be tonight.
Yeah, seriously.
With good friends.
Yeah, for sure.
So can you tell us anything about what's going on tonight? Because
I mean, we got Jordan Silver in the house
tonight.
Okay,
well, that was what I wanted to
know.
It's a
much
bigger name.
Our friend Jordan, I don't know if you know her. She's going to be doing she'll be doing a DJ set. And then we've got Dan Marsala from Story of the Year coming out. Yeah. Until the Day I Die. It's going to be great. He's always a fun time. He's a St. Louis native like myself, so...
Buzz family, if you haven't gone yet, it is the most fun. People like us jumping around, singing together, and having a great time.
And it's a Friday.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it is a Friday. And there's alcohol. Hello.
Yeah, come on. Yeah. At the Riot Room.
We get all sweaty.
The Riot Room has, like, one of the best beer selections out of any venue we play to.
Last time you guys were here, I think we talked about it on the air. Your car got broken into.
Yeah, it was Kendra's car.
Kendra,
oh my God.
Car okay today? Oh,
yeah,
good.
We stayed at the Embassy Suites. Yeah, put them on blast right now in the plaza.
Well, yeah,
you deserve it. Kendra's car got broken into twice in two nights. It was so bad. Like, shattered out her back window. It's like I called. It took me like 5 weeks, but we got our entire stay comped this time. So.
Oh, awesome. Oh, please tell me you're that guy on the phone. Oh. Like my mother. Yeah.
Get on the phone. Yeah. Call me. And they finally did. Like, we're so sorry. I'm like, yeah, dang right.
Yeah, I mean, it took our stuff.
Yeah.
And the weed. Damn
yeah.
it.
But yeah, it took a bunch of stuff they shouldn't have taken.
So when did you guys roll in?
Rolled in last night, yeah. We usually come in like a night before, get our bearings underneath us. Mm-hmm. We have a show tomorrow in Des Moines, too, so we're kind of just like wanted to relax a little bit.
And... Cool. Did you do anything in Kansas City while you were here?
Or
did you guys just be like, all right, cool, we just had a fun car ride, going to bed.
Yeah,
that was me. Yeah. Yeah. That was me last night.
Went out for a couple of drinks last night in Westport. It was nice and cold, so I went home, ate a pint of ice cream, then went to bed. My diet has
You're
been...
going to need a heart
Oh my God.
Transplant.
I know. Yeah, dude, seriously.
I will give you one.
Dude, I have eaten like crap this week. It's been so bad.
Dude,
last night was no exception.
Calories don't count during the holiday.
No, yeah.
It's a fact.
I think we had Joe's Pizza in Westport last night, and then I had a pint of ice cream and a candy bar and Chex Mix. It was just so bad. So bad. Every time I go home, like, why does my body feel so terrible? I'm just
Austin!
I wonder. But you're going to go so hard tonight that you're just going to burn it all off.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Fine.
That's
right.
I always say the best thing about emo night is how many calories you burn while you're there.
I have never seen someone burn calories as much as you. Every single time that I see you do this, you put 150% energy.
Yeah.
There. Is that the Chex Mix? Like, what is a magical food combination?
Dude,
I want to care about anything in my life besides my cat as much as that.
I was kind of thinking about this the other day, like, after our Mayday show, like, emo night's kind of given me the opportunity to be, like, my former, like, kid self without actually being my former kid self. I think that phrase is, like, super overused and, like, cliche sometimes. But, like, when I was thinking about it the other day, like, 17 years ago, like, I was, like, when my parents would leave for the weekend, like, I would be jumping off my couches, like, with Good Charlotte, like, cranked on my dad's surround sound stereo that I wasn't allowed to touch.
Uh-oh.
So,
it sounds like Marty McFly in the beginning of Back to the Future.
It's kind of like dance like nobody's watching, you know? Just have fun. And if you can, like, set like a good vibe for like everybody in the room, like just to kind of like put their guard down, like if you're going, you know, as hard as I do or whatever you want to call it, like it encourages other people just to have like a better time. So
did you ever see shows down here? Did you ever travel all the way down here to see shows back in the day?
Oh yeah, absolutely. We used to come to the El Torian, which has been closed for a long time now. Beaumont Theater, too.
That's exactly what Beaumont, I was just about to talk about.
I saw some of the coolest shows I've ever seen.
I was going through the past history of things that have closed down in the past 10 years in Kansas City, and I found the Beaumont Club, and I posted about it, and now... out of all of the posts that I have, it has the most comments because people are like, I miss the Beaumont Club. Then I would hear all the shows that would be there and think that it would be amazing. But if you want to relive that, that's kind of like emo night. Like, you guys are going to be like the reincarnation for a moment.
And it's in the same spot, too. Westport used to house the Beaumont, and I'm not sure how long Riot Room's been around, to be honest, but it's like right down the street. So it's just like, it's nice to go back there and have like those same feelings I did when I was a kid. I'm like walking through Westport, like, man, this is cool. Like, now we're like back, like, you know, throwing these parties and stuff.
You can go alone. You'll come out of emo night with 50 new friends.
Yeah, I always encourage people, like, if they're on, like, the event page or something, like, hey, I don't have anybody to come with. I'm like, dude, you don't need anybody. You'll be good.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll be there, obviously. Yeah, so we're your friends.
We're, like, the only friends you really need, to be honest. Like, we're that cool.
Look for the sweatiest man.
Right.
Yeah, it's selling pretty well, so.
So
get out early.
I think we'll be tickets at the door?
Yeah, we'll have tickets at the door.
So this is something that I've been wanting to do with you guys for a very long time.
Oh, yeah?
Someone on the internet that makes emo/pop punk songs, does covers of them in a cat piano.
Oh my God.
I've got 10 songs for you guys to guess.
Oh my God, bring it. Gosh.
Ready? In. We are joined by our friends from Emo Night, Bree and Austin, down here.
Hi.
Hello.
Good morning, all you KC people.
Good morning, all you KC emo kids.
Yeah, I hope everyone's having a good morning at work out there. If you're at work or if you're driving to work, please don't crash. I've always wanted to say that on the radio.
Really? Okay, good.
So, yeah,
that's
bucket list achieved. There we go.
Wow. Anything else you want to say on the radio?
Mom and Dad, I love you.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I think that's about it.
Okay.
There you go.
No brothers or sisters?
one brother, but I highly doubt he would ever listen or care that I mentioned him on the radio.
Got it. Got it. Got it. Bree, have a shout out?
Yeah, I'll say hi to my parents as well. Yeah, my siblings. What's up?
Be proud because you are rocking that DJ equipment the whole entire night, and it is so much fun. Again, emo night going on tonight at Riot Room 21. Plus, not sold out exactly yet, but may get there, so get there as soon as possible. It's the last one of the year.
Yeah.
We don't get to see you guys until 2020 next.
That's right.
All right, so this is a game that I've been wanting to play with you guys. It's basically, I found somebody on the internet who plays every single pop song on the cat piano. I have 10 songs, 10 emo pop punk songs that they played on the cat piano, and I want to see if you can guess who it is, what the song is.
Let's do it.
All right, you want to try this?
Yeah, this sounds
all right, let's go with the...
This game sounds amazing.
First one. Dustin?
There we go.
Oh. All the Small Things.
Yeah, Blink, baby. It's Blink 182, All the Small Things. Yeah. Dude, that's actually really cute. Just those little Mews are making my morning so far.
Just wait, just wait. Oh, just wait. They get a little annoying. All right, so you got 1 out of 10. Let's see if you can get this next one, because it's, this seems like such an easy game, right?
Yeah, okay.
Well,
okay.
You got me on that one.
Yeah, I got first one was, like, so easy.
That was Sugar, We're Going Down.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, it was an interpretation of
dang,
it. Cat piano version.
I actually didn't get that.
That one.
Whoever did that one, you might need to go back and re-edit that.
Try that one again.
Yeah, try that one again.
They get better equipment later on in our game. Just wait a second.
Great. Okay.
All cool. right. So these,
all right, one for two.
Yep, okay. There we go. All right, got our third one.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. This is so funny. Panic at the Disco. Totally. Love it.
All right, yes.
Oh, my God.
All right, we've got some more. Oh, my bad.
Mr. Brightside.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Yes.
I was like, wait, hold on.
The Killers.
Thought that was a very different one.
I want to figure out how they get all these cat samples. Like, who is the person that went out and just, like, got all these different pitched, like, cat noises? Like, I'm going to make this a piano. You really got to have some time,
They just kind of, like, put their fingers in little cat's bodies, and then they go, ooh, 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 ooh. All right, let's keep it going. What is this cat piano pop punk emo song?
Oh, it's Green Day.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yo, that one's actually done really well.
Yeah.
So the equipment's getting better. Okay,
It sounds like they did like a MIDI recording of the drums and the guitar.
I'm not a huge Green Day fan, but that song's called Basket Case, right?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Man, if I got that wrong, I was about to look like a total dip on the radio this morning.
Let's keep it going with the cat piano song that we're playing with Bree and Austin from Emo Night.
Meow. My Chemical Romance.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It started out so slow. It's like, is this the actual song? Like,
you can also hear the person pushing the buttons on that.
Oh, my God. That's YouTube. That's YouTube specialty right there, baby.
Wow, you guys are doing great. You only missed one, and that one was really hard. At some point in the game, I decided to see if you can guess something that maybe isn't so pop punk emo.
Okay, bring it in.
Making my way downtown.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
What's
man,
the song
Bree
called?
Bree getting these like instantly. Make it. No, it's a 1,000 miles. Not making my way downtown.
Yeah.
Yes. Making my way downtown.
That is so hard to play on the regular piano, watching this person go ding a da ding a da ding a ding.
Dude, that song, when I was a kid, made me want to play piano. Shout out Michelle Branch. That's Michelle Branch, right?
No.
Vanessa Carlton.
Vanessa Carlton. They're the same thing. They're in the same room.
That's right. All right, let's keep going. You guys are only off by one, so we're doing great.
All right. It's number 7.
21 Pilots.
Oh yeah, that's Bree's like Bree's like favorite band. So I had that one. You got me on that one. I would not have guessed that.
Wow, good job. This is why you're the DJ, Bree.
Yeah.
That's why name this song in one cat meow and Bree's got it. How many more do we have left?
Two. She's my smart sidekick for a reason.
That's why she comes with me.
Give it a kiss.
Yeah. She's the brains of the operation.
I can name that song in one cat meow. All right, we've got two more left, and this one, let's see if you can get this one. Oh, come on. Don't you help them. They want it one more time.
Do it again. I'm like sitting here like meowing to it. Dude, I don't know. What is that one?
I don't know.
Stacy's mom. Play it again.
Oh,
now they know
my God.
What it is.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I can see it now. My bad.
Also,
we caught so much slack for that one time because we said Fountains of Wayne was a one-hit wonder, and the Buzz family was...
They were outside with torches.
Yeah, man.
They were.
They aren't a one-hit wonder?
No, they are a classic band. They've had as many singles and records as the Beatles.
Stop it.
I'm dead serious, dude. We got so much. Like, people were like, I
Buzz family, I'm sorry, but I did not know that either. I apologize. Yeah, I don't know if I believe it, but.
People are sending us pictures of their car radio stereos that they had thrown on the ground outside. It's like, hey, you! Fountains of Wayne were not a one-hit wonder.
If you guys come out tonight and you specifically come up to the DJ booth and tell me to play Fountains of Wayne, I will totally play it for you. So. Okay.
All right, listen, dude. You're about to get
Jordan can just put that on her set. You know, maybe just make that a part of your set.
Yeah, I got this. Throw it on me there. All right, so this is gonna be.
I hate that song.
This is gonna be our last song. We're talking to Bree and Austin from Emo Night in town because Emo Night, the last one of the year here at Riot Room tonight, 9 o'clock, 21 and up.
Yes,
we will effing see you there.
Yeah. It's going to be a good time. I thought about downloading the Air Horde button so I could like play it on the radio this morning just for you, but I totally forgot to do it. So just imagine I have it now.
I downloaded the Air Horn button thing, but there's an ad on every single one of the Air Horn button things. Yeah. So it's like an ad, and then you get to push it once, and then it's an ad
for some stupid
Zelda game. Yeah, and then boom.
Wow, they're really stretching there. Good Lord.
Stupid app. Well, now I know what to get you for Christmas, though.
Yeah,
actual Air Horn.
Yeah.
Wait,
there we go.
Bree, would you hate that? Oh.
I would love it.
Really?
Right. I would love it.
What
yeah.
I never thought of that before, having like an actual air horn.
We need more air horn.
We're going to Party City after this. I'm picking one up.
Bring
ear protection tonight if you're coming out, because it's going to get loud.
All right, this is our last one, and if you know the words to it, I feel like let's just sing it.
Yeah, okay. Just sing along.
Okay.
Let's do it.
It's a Christmas song.
And I... Underneath the Christmas tree.
Man, I don't know the words to the song. Dude,
really?
Dude, I mean, it's definitely a Christmas song.
Yeah. It's Mariah Carey.
Yeah, no, I was going to say it's Mariah Carey Christmas. Dude, I use this song to open up every Christmas show that we do.
Do you really?
Dude, should I do it tonight? Since
yes.
It's like, yeah, Christmas thing.
For my own. More than you will ever know. Make my wish come true. Baby, all I want for Christmas is you.
Emo Night tonight at the Riot Room.
If you need your Jordan Silver and friends fixed during the weekend, check out Jordan's Instagram at Jordin Silver.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.